Welcome to the Mark in the Morning podcast. Want to receive this daily? Search Mark in the Morning on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Need this.
Mark, you know the mics were hot like 18 seconds ago, right?
Oh, yeah, and
okay.
I don't care.
Just making sure.
Nah, I don't care.
All your mouth noises.
Here's the deal. Tired today.
Oh.
We had an all-day pool party. Very interesting things that I saw.
Oh.
Things that I assessed.
Uh-oh.
I'll report. Today, church organist is in trouble because he displayed his own. The hottest cities. I don't know if there's a place in this country where you're safe from the heat. Some places, 120.
So it's not like the hottest cities. It's the hottest cities.
Correct.
Okay.
Lindsay Lohan, still in trouble.
Oh.
Her life, this is not going to end well. Well, let me hear this. Get you something. What would you say is, so a couple moving along, having a life, they break up. What is the hardest part of the breakup?
Ooh.
We'll get into it. There's something, when I read this story, there's something that is still being manufactured that I was shocked because they're saying they're going to stop making it. I was shocked. I'll give you the details. Mistake at a birthday party, very funny. Sal Cerencioni reports on the latest of classic rock news. 5 reasons today doesn't suck. Oh, so funny. Yesterday, Kevin Pollak, his... What impression was I trying
Jason
to...
Jason Statham.
Okay. And
that
I just...
butchered.
I did. I butchered it. A bunch of friends of Kevin's. Kevin's in New York shooting a film. They called Kevin and told him I butchered it. Kevin spent all day trying to get it on the request line. He calls today. I don't know what he's going to say or what he's going to do, but it's just... It's funny. I tried my best.
Yeah.
I just couldn't remember the word.
Yeah.
He'll come in and save it. Michael Loftus, this guy, he looks at news from the other side. We'll talk about the Democratic National Convention. And Bill Clinton, we speak with Bill Clinton.
Oh.
Chick on the street is heading up to Santa Clarita where the fires are. So we'll get a full report on that. All of this comes your way on Mark in the Morning. So these two are trying to talk me into doing espresso shots and a regular pot of color because I'm tired. So already on the road here in L.A. So yesterday, we have a pool party at the hotel. All the kids come, boyfriends, girlfriends, everybody's there.
Yeah, Katie posted a picture. It looked fun.
It was fun. It was a blast. Beginning at noon, you're sipping scotch.
Oh, wow.
See, so you got to be careful here. And the kids, they just go. Go and go and go.
Yeah.
So I was watching it, but there's a lot of things to be seen. While they're in the pool floating around and playing games, I'm watching this group over here to the left. They're foreign. There's one guy and about 5 really hot women.
Oh.
They're bordering on models or something like that. And so I'm trying to figure out what they are. What's this dynamic? Because it began with him and her. One guy, one girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 women joined. Mm-hmm. And then another third. And then a fourth and a fifth.
Were they all kind of orbiting around the dude, or they're just all like a group?
Kind of like that.
Hmm.
They were, yes. I mean, the women were together, and then the guys seemed to be the leader. If there was a pimp, these were his whores. That's actually where I went because there
you didn't need to hang a light on it, but we got it.
The women were basically wearing nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, so good eye candy.
Right.
So I'm watching that. Later, we're walking to dinner. And I see the guy and 2 of the girls coming out. There is a Rolls Royce right there.
Oh, my.
And I'm thinking that fits. Mm. I don't know where that money comes from, but there's something fishy going on here.
I think it was a king and that was his harem.
Maybe.
The Sultan of Brunei.
Maybe.
Mm.
Because then the Sultan
and
2 of his wives walked past the Rolls and climbed into an Uber. So I wasn't so drunk I couldn't witness that crap. Yeah, yeah.
Wait a second.
Yeah, yeah.
What is this?
Exactly.
We got to call the hotel.
Okay, first of all, they're staying in that hotel.
A nice hotel.
Very nice. So that's something. I know that they were flying yesterday.
Oh, my God. What?
But they took an Uber to the airport. So you can take your... you know, head of the country thing. That's gone.
Okay.
Head of the countries don't travel in an Uber.
This is confusing.
Which, by the way, I've never been. It's just when you're sitting around the pool, it's, at one point, one of the girls in Skeeter's got my back, but I was already watching. She was, she had her shirt off.
Yeah.
And so she's got her bikini on, but she's still got her shorts on. Uh-huh. At one point, she stood up to shimmy out of them.
Yeah.
And Linda immediately, Mark. I was already on.
Yeah, all of L.A., we are sorry to know in advance that that's your favorite thing.
Watching a girl shimmy out of her, say, cut-off blue jeans into her bikini.
You're okay with that?
So good. And she did. She did not disappoint. Daddy likey.
Gross.
So, anyway, it was a pool party. We ordered food that just chicken fingers and salad and crap and all that. And then Linda goes to the room and then sneaks in a bottle of scotch and a bottle of vodka in her bag.
Wow. Well, that's a good woman.
Well, I mean, because if you're out there all day, which we were, we didn't go in until 5.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So if you buy liquor from them.
Oh,
you're going to be buying all day long.
You're going to have to take an Uber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we had a blast. Little down, I'll get some coffee. I'll get a burrito going. We're good.
Yep.
But had a blast. Had an absolute blast.
I have another Persian cucumber and a piece of cheese if you want that.
You know what? This girl, she comes in. First of all, what are you? She takes a whole cucumber, a whole cucumber, and just eats it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Don't you cut it up?
No.
She came in. It wasn't even 6:03.
Yeah.
And she had a block of cheese.
A block. I had one baby bell circle.
The cucumber. And what is that?
That's going to be an avocado. I'm going to have it a little bit too.
Okay. Hey.
Down 24 pounds, bitch.
Hey, I'm not judging. It's you. Now, Mikey, you had some fun stuff yesterday going on. And interesting. I got a text from you about a dog drama.
Yeah, it's some stray dogs. I get a call from my wife. There are two dogs in our backyard. They're not our dogs. And we have gates that can only be opened up by humans, 6 feet high. And I was just around the corner, so I come home. And there's a Rottweiler and a yellow lab. The Rottweiler is trying to go through the glass of my kitchen, the big glass window.
Wow.
And so I realize that these are not friendly dogs. So I immediately call West Valley Animal Shelter. They don't think they can make it out today.
Oh.
So, and it's...
All right, now wait. You've got a dog that viciously is trying to get into your home. You think he...
Yeah.
He has bad intentions.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
We should... should we break real quick?
All right, let's do that, because if this takes a while.
Yeah, yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Bizarre, and they can't make it out. That's your job.
Wait, do you don't say what the answer is, but yes or no, do you know how they got in your backyard?
No, I have no idea.
Crap, I thought we were going to play. How did they get there?
Well, we can do that and ask people to figure it out for me, because I have no idea how they got in my backyard.
Because you said gates that only a human can open.
Yep. Yeah.
I know it.
Oh.
These dogs are aliens. They actually are humans, but they turned into alien. Never mind. This is Mark and Lynn.
Now, the name soon to be heard around the universe is Mr. Mike TV. You love to watch TV, Mike?
You bet.
Yeah, I do. And Ozzy Osbourne and Jack Osbourne were on Jimmy Kimmel last night. And they have a new show where they go on road trips. Ozzy and Jack on a road trip. And they, of course, you had to ask about, you mentioned a couple days ago, you had to ask about the Alamo, you know. So
sure.
So Jimmy Kimmel, Ozzy Osbourne, and Jack Osbourne describing what happened at the Alamo.
We brought him back to the Alamo. Which is exciting.
That's a very, for those who are familiar with Ozzy lore, the idea that you...
I found out I didn't pee on the Alamo, after all.
You found out you didn't pee on the
Alamo. I was wearing a dress.
Yeah. You were... What happened there? Jack, what was the story?
Without giving too much away, urination was involved, public intoxication was involved, and the donning of women's garments were involved.
You were Ozzy banned from the Alamo?
For about 20 years.
For about 20 years.
Yeah. And, I remember some guy saying, some Mexican guy saying to me, I don't know what the problem is, we pee up the Alamo every night.
So did they welcome you with open arms?
No, well, let me tell you the story. Like, Jack, it's going to be a lunatic or something. No, it's not. So the guys from the show go out and I go, it's only 5 people there, we'll go. I just wait and see. No, you're just overreacting. We got there, and sure enough, look, how many people did you...
There must have been 1,000 people there.
Oh, like, no.
It was...
Angry people? Was it
no,
a...
it was,
oh,
it
yeah.
was all very positive.
I see.
Positive for you. There was a guy with a hood on and a noose in it on a rope saying, welcome back, Ozzy. We'll finish you off now.
I'm sorry. Hilarious. What he said was when they got there, there was a guy with a noose and you know, for Ozzy saying, welcome back, Ozzy. That's
wow.
what he said, yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if anyone...
To be Ozzy Osbourne.
God, that's my TV.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
Okay.
Seeker doesn't need your help.
Now... I'm shaving Danny today.
Oh.
The number one movie in the land is Star Trek. It's always bugged me. Look at this. See?
Yeah, he's picking up Danny's face. He's really getting in
right
there.
Here.
Danny's
uh-huh.
not
go
happy.
There,
okay, so he's explaining
like
how this is going to work.
And then I'm going to shave his entire face.
Did you notice Danny's wearing Star Trek yellow today?
Yeah, he really is.
Oh, nice. Well
he's,
done.
He's definitely going to live long and prosper after this.
Well, he was on my hotel balcony and the idea came because I was staring at his sideburns. And I thought, I need to shave you into Star Trek Spock sideburns.
Yeah.
So today that's going to happen. Then I'm going to shave his entire face. And here's the really
important... Huh? I was thinking that. It's it'll be a dry shave, though.
No, you got Barbasol right
no,
here.
It's not a dry
yeah,
shave.
But you need water.
We'll get a bowl of water.
I need a hot towel.
No,
hey,
you don't.
Hey, I need a bowl of water.
Princess, all you need is a bowl of water.
I need
water.
A barber pole.
Yeah.
You're going to get shaved. Now... He brought this, but I'm going to go with this thing. This
yeah,
Gillette
that's too
Fusion.
Fancy, yeah.
And then we have choices to make.
That's what I use.
Here's the important choices. Do we go with Aqua Velva?
Oh, a classic choice.
It is classic. Old Spice.
Oh, two classics.
Skin Bracer.
What Skin Bracer?
It's
okay.
Skin Burner
by Menon.
Guys.
By Menon.
Give me, I want to smell Skin Bracer.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Follow
good,
me. Follow good. Me here.
Not Skin Bracer.
Hang on, let me.
Give me a.
Oh,
let me get a whiff of that
old
spice.
Spices. I'm about to get all of you guys laid. Listen to me.
Oh, that smells good. That smells really good.
Here's my favorite.
Aqua Velva.
Yeah.
Oh.
This
smells like vodka.
This stuff is so cheap. But listen, listen to me. If you're gonna go out and you're looking to meet a lady and woo her and have sex,
yep.
Wear not expensive cologne. Mm-hmm. Waste of time. Wear Aqua Velva, Old Spice, Skin Bracer, some of the cheap stuff. Here's the thing. The ladies will smell you. Mm. And you are going to smell exactly like their daddies did.
Oh, my God.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. They're going to be attracted to you, and they won't know why. I'm not wrong.
Mark, that's vile.
I don't care. They're going to be all over you, and they don't know why.
So should we go out and smell like baked cookies and ham and cheese sandwiches so we smell like their mom?
Of course.
Okay.
Look, your job is to attract them. They don't have to know why.
Okay.
But that's the secret. Aqua Velva.
Wow. The more you know.
All right, Mikey, let's finish. So now,
okay. Mikey
yesterday, he's home, and there are two strange stray dogs in his backyard. The gates of his backyard must be opened by a human. One of the dogs is aggressively trying to break through the window of your home.
The Rottweiler. Wow. And he hears my dog barking, which is why he's trying to get through. So I call West Valley. We might be able to get out there today. And it's hot. It's 100, 102 degrees in the valley. And these dogs, you know, an hour goes by and I'm just like, all right, you know, these dogs can handle it, I think. 2 hours go by and they're panting and they're
Mikey!
Yeah,
you
so
have to give them water.
We gave them water. We put water down there, but it's hot. And they're hugged up now against the glass window because it's cooler.
Oh, my God. I can't hear this.
Yeah, well, it's a good story at the
okay.
end. So I finally decide, you know what? These dogs are panting. They're tired. They're not going to be as aggressive. So I go and grab... the, you know, in the fireplace, those pokers.
Yeah.
So I grab a poker and I get a glove for my
like
arm.
An oven mitt.
And I go and I have the poker in front of me, my arm, just in case they decide to attack me. Mm. And they didn't. They came and showered me with love. I couldn't believe it. They were so happy to see a human. So I immediately, one of them had a little tiny collar, so I was able to grab his collar, unhook it, and I ended up calling the number and ended up being the people that live around the corner from me, and they left their gate open, they left the dogs outside, and the dog just ran wild and ended up in my backyard. But I have no idea how they got in my backyard because only a human can, it's a 6-foot-high gate with a latch. Only a human can open that up. So I have theories, but I don't know.
Do you think they were just hanging out around your gate and someone came by and just said, oh, they're on the wrong side of this gate?
Yeah, that's my theory. We had a package delivered from Amazon, and I'm thinking maybe they were in my, I have a huge driveway, and there's gates on each side.
Bragger.
So thank you. It's really big. It's huge. So I'm thinking that, exactly what you said. Somebody just opened the gate, thought they were my dogs, and let them in.
Did either of the dogs smell like Aqua Velva?
No, they didn't. Actually, they were really dirty dogs.
Aww.
Really?
Yeah. When I was done with them, my whole leg was covered in like brown and black tar. They were dirty dogs.
Did you get a cash reward?
No, they just said thank you.
Oh,
but
not enough.
Yeah, but we live on a busy street, and you just gotta. If you live on any street, you really should keep your dogs, you know, barricaded so that they don't run out. But you can't leave your dogs off a busy street unattended.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good story.
That could have gone either way, my friend. All right, let's check this out. Hours after Good Morning America ran an interview with Ozzy saying he is back on the horse, meaning that he is together again with his wife, Sharon. She confirms it on her show, The Talk.
Get back on the horse, how dare you! He's such a romantic fool, isn't he? So romantic.
Separation back on.
It's been very hard. He's very embarrassed and ashamed about his conduct. But for me, I forgive. It's going to take a long time to trust, but you know, we've been together 36 years, 34 of marriage, and I just can't think of my life without him, even though he is a dirty dog. So, there we are.
Wow.
He's going to pay for it, though, big time.
How's he going to pay for it?
How's he going to pay for it where he's not already paying for it?
Right. I don't know what I thought. I mean, they are oddly great together.
Oh, they're perfect for each other.
But why did he stray? What was the reason? Why did he need to stray?
Because there was a hairdresser half her age.
Was there a void going on?
I don't know. Sharon seems like she seems like she'd be a good lady. Good mom, good wife, good business sense. I like Sharon.
I've always liked her, but she's really, really, really busy. Maybe there was a void at the house.
Well, maybe she's really, really, really busy because she's his business manager and the reason he still has a career.
All I'm saying.
Booyah!
No, I'm saying is maybe there was a void.
Yeah, and I'm saying the void is because she's too busy out making him money.
Excuses.
Oh, my God.
Just saying.
We should all have this problem.
Gina took a bite of Mikey's sandwich.
It was a delicious bite.
What do you have on it?
It's a croissant.
Croissant.
It's egg and cheese.
It's a crescent.
Although I didn't specify the cheese. I should have asked for cheddar cheese. They gave me American.
No, it's good. But it's cool. Good. It
good.
Melted nicely.
Why did I think there's a tomato on your sandwich?
No tomato.
Where'd I get that?
Really orange American cheese.
Okay.
May I trend?
Wait.
Okay.
American cheese is garbage.
No.
It's not even cheese.
Yeah. True, for sure.
It doesn't need to exist.
Yeah, it's mostly milk.
Sharp, extra sharp cheddar.
Yeah, I agree.
Change your life. Please.
Oh,
what's
are
trendy?
You sure?
Yeah,
okay. Well, Hillary Clinton made history last night by becoming the first female presidential nominee. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders sought to show a united front at the DNC by asking delegates to accept Hillary's nomination at the end of last night's roll call. And here's what's trending in sports. Apparently, the Angels destroyed the Kansas City Royals last night. What was it, 13-0?
13-0. Okay, 22 hits.
There you go. Everybody's happy. Yeah. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Hey, guess who's number one on the country charts? Rock reporter Sal Cerencioni will tell us at 6:40. But first, Black Sabbath. This is Mark in the Morning.
And now, with the latest in classic rock news, an update from Sal Cerencioni, senior editor with Rotten... No.
Yeah.
Premier Radio News and Press.
Wow.
Good morning, Sal.
Good morning. Well, Jimmy Page has finally broken his silence over the whole Stairway to Heaven trial that happened there in L.A. last month. He says, throughout the lengthy journey to that verdict, and even more recently, I have received and been aware of the overwhelming wave of support, encouragement, and congratulations that has been deeply moving. And it has been deeply moving. I'd like to take this opportunity to personally thank all of those who contributed such a positive energy to me. Of course, that positive energy may have dwindled a little bit as an appeal has been filed in the case, so we shall see if it does indeed go back to trial. Los Angeles, this is going to be a good show, so I wanted to bring it to your attention. It's a tribute to B.B. King going to take place on September 1st at the Wallace Annenberg Center for the Performing Arts in Beverly Hills, / Derek Trucks, his wife Susan Tedeschi, Joe Bonamassa, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Keb Mo, Jimmy Vaughn, and many others will be paying tribute to the King of the Blues again September 1st at the Wallace Annenberg Center for the Performing Arts in Beverly Hills. And as Gina alluded to, that rock star with the number one country album is Steven Tyler.
I knew it. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. We're All Somebody From Somewhere has taken the top spot on Billboard's country albums chart, sold 18,000 copies its first week in stores. It also debuted at number 19 on the Billboard 200. And, of course, as we know, Tyler is currently on the road in Texas this week and will be back out with Aerosmith in September and October. And speaking of tours, this year's One Hell of a Night tour with Joe Walsh and Bad Company was extremely successful. I sat down with Bad Company drummer Simon Kirk yesterday, and here's what he had to say.
We've never played with Joe before. You know, Joe obviously was involved with the Eagles, and then the tragedy with Glenn Frey in the beginning of the year kind of freed Joe up. And it was just a promoter's delight. We had lots of crowds, and I was told by the management that they're putting together a whole big tour next year with us and Joe, so you can be the first to air it.
And there you are. You are the first to air it, so you just heard it here first. Joe Walsh and Bad Company back out on the road next year. That's what I've got in the world of rock and country music today. From Premier Radio Networks, this is Sal Cerencioni in New York City. All right, moving along. Nothing to see here. Come on, let's go. On with you.
Space, the final frontier.
Yes.
These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
So Danny was standing on my hotel balcony. This is months ago. And I'm looking at his sideburns and they bother me. Mm. I couldn't figure out why. And then I realized he shaves them to a point that it bothers me. And then it hit me. He needs Spock sideburns.
Okay.
So today, to celebrate the nation's number one film, which is Star Trek, and I've not yet seen it. Terry Greger has, engineer. He liked it.
Oh.
I'm going to trim with the beard trimmer into Spock sideburns. Then I'm going to shave Danny. Mm. And Danny has the thickest beard I've ever seen.
He's swarthy. Now, this is on Facebook Live right now, on Mark in the Morning Facebook Live. Did you stay up all night studying? Did you look at images of Spock sideburns? Did you YouTube? Or are you just going by memory?
Yeah, all that.
Okay, great.
All right, here we go. First with the trimmer.
Oh.
Very important. You nervous, Danny?
You've got my pubes all over your fingers right now.
Oh, doesn't bother me. You tried to frighten me away from this. Mm. Danny is terrified of everything that's about to happen.
Wait, do you trim before you shave?
Trim what?
I don't know.
No, this is what I use to trim my testicles.
Nether regions? Okay, nether regions.
Testicles, Mikey.
I know, just right. Be careful.
Danny, I'm going to do the sideburns now. I'm going to give you Leonard Nimoy sideburns.
And also my cornhole.
Hey,
come on. Danny.
All right, let's do this.
All right,
will I be able to fix this, like,
Danny, in a half hour? Shut up.
Mark is sort of cradling Danny's head. The trimmer is up to Danny's face. Danny looks like he's in pain.
Not too high.
Give him a high and tight cut, too.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. That's so cool.
Mark is shushing him and shaving him simultaneously.
Wow.
Danny's eyes are closed.
Are you certified?
Dude, you're not going to be able to fix this.
This is all on
really?
Mark in the Morning Facebook Live.
Mark, I want to fix this, dude.
Wait, he's working. Let the artist work.
Look at Mark's concentration.
Yeah, Dan.
Am I
going to
look like Don Mattingly
when
I fix
Jackie.
This?
You're not going to be. It's not going to be.
Will I have any sideburns?
I'm working.
Sorry. Come here. We have a radio show going on here, Mark.
Okay, here he goes.
Well, he's y'all going, are doing fine play by play.
Yeah, he's going to the left side. He is going right up that sideburn. Oh, Danny, you're going to be pissed. Don't even bother looking. Don't even try to look,
Danny. Seriously, this looks great.
Oh, it actually does look good.
This looks better than I thought it would.
I don't think so.
Let me see.
Oh, that looks pretty good.
All right.
You look Vulcan-esque.
Everybody stop giving me crap. Now, no, you look awesome.
Oh, wait, now the Barbasol's coming out.
Wait, how white is it underneath?
It's pretty white. Here comes a Barbasol. Mark just put it in his hand.
It's not like I got a suntan at the Orange County Fair.
Mark is covering Danny's face with shaving cream.
Turn toward me.
Oh, your breath, dude. In my mouth.
You're going to fully shave him?
Yeah. No. Don't.
It's happening.
Just a little bit.
I tell you what, I'll give you a goatee.
No.
Oh, just matching twinsies.
No.
Mark twinsie goatees.
No, I'm good.
No. Please give him a goatee.
All right.
All right, I feel like Mark's done this on other people before. He's really getting in there, slathering, spackling Danny with shaving cream.
I've seen him do it before, and he's cut people before.
Wait, why have you seen him do it before?
Because this is his thing. He likes it. I don't know. What's your deal, man?
He's wiping his hands up in a bowl.
I am simply trying to give you the start. It's the number one film, you know, Star Trek.
Okay.
I'm trying to. Chicks are going to be all over you.
I don't. What kind of chicks?
Does it matter?
Fat right. Chicks?
Danny turn toward me.
All right, now Danny, here comes the regular razor.
On the mic.
Mark doesn't know where to start.
Whoa, it's...
Are you supposed to go toward the grain or against the grain?
What are you doing?
It's dry.
Danny.
It hurts. All right, go.
You're fine.
It's wet now.
Do you go toward the hair or against the hair?
Easy. All smooth right. Strokes.
There's...
Clean. Smooth strokes. All right, while this is happening, I'm going to remind you to call now for 5 seconds for $35, 888-696-1003. Call now. We're going to do that
easy,
in a few minutes.
Easy.
Danny has little nicks and scrapes all over his face.
Do I really?
No.
Clean it. It hurts. I can feel it.
This is all happening on Facebook Live, Mark in the Morning.
It's like,
face.
Ugh. Right, I'm just trying to get...
Let the man work, Danny.
The razor feels like it's like sand.
God, he got really close to the eye right there.
Oh,
no. Danny's like a little baby right now.
He has sensitive skin, you can tell.
I do.
All right, look up.
Mark's
straight
a sensitive
up.
Artist.
Oh, no. My jugular?
Yeah, get him right in the neck.
Oh, my God.
All right, here it goes. Careful.
Whoa,
he's doing it right under the chin.
You're doing it so hard, man.
I'm not.
You're going to slice me.
I'll actually.
There's also been a few requests to shave your chest.
Well, no.
We could shave it into a Star Trek symbol.
It's so itchy.
Hey, listen to that.
All right, so I've got the goatee in there, and I'm not going to shave the rest of you because you're a pussy.
Well, all right.
But you need to go finish it and then let us see the Spock sideburns and the goatee.
I'm going to kill you when I see myself in the mirror.
Hey, everybody, live long and prosper.
Live long and prosper.
Go to hell.
So go finish.
Trekkies. It's all your fault.
Go finish and then come back. All right, let's talk about this. Hey, clean all this up, Danny. What are you doing?
I'm going to finish my face.
Okay, so let's talk about this. We did this yesterday, and Mikey said, it's the power of the podcast. We're talking about Don Knotts.
Yeah.
They said yesterday that they were erecting a statue in his hometown. And I said, well, I hope it's Barney Fife. Mm. And then all of these other people, no, it's Mr.
Furley.
Furley. No. So we opened up the text poll.
Yeah.
Text Fife or text Furley to 21003. And a bunch of people did.
Within 30 minutes of opening the text poll, it's the most votes we've ever gotten for anything.
That's crazy. Because that really is a fairly important question. I mean, here we got Don Knotts,
yeah,
one of our best comedic actors, especially if you're going to look at a G-rated comic mm-hmm. actor.
Sure.
Kids
yeah.
love.
The Ghost of Mr. Chicken.
Crazy.
Yeah.
In Mr. Limpet.
Yeah.
All of those.
Yeah.
This wound up being a really important question. Mm-hmm. Barney Fife.
Mr. Furley.
I got a block
on Furley.
You got
a block on Furley.
I do. Mikey, where is the vote right now?
All right, well, Fife is winning by a lot. But we're extending this for a little while, right?
Yeah, so keep voting.
All you Furley people, come on, vote!
Think of the ascot, the neckerchiefs, the paisley shirts. Come on, the regal beagle.
Listen, I really need all of you. It was a simple assignment yesterday. Nobody in the room did it.
I had an excuse.
What was, the dogs?
Dogs, yeah. Okay.
I was watching the DNC because I'm smart.
I want you to go and watch Barney and the Choir.
Oh, I forgot.
It's so good. It'll change your vote.
Really?
Look, if you look at a Andy Griffith episode right now, this is 50 years old. They hold up perfectly. If you look at Three's Company, complete garbage. Complete garbage.
But you're a man who appreciates the female form. You didn't appreciate Suzanne Summers or Joyce DeWitt or the cousin they brought in when they were mad at Suzanne Summers.
Look, here's my thing. You know me. As far as humor for this, I love stupid stuff.
Yeah, Jack Tripper.
John Ritter, your buddy, old buddy.
I mean, love John Ritter. The comedy on Three's Company was just moronic.
What?
It was. It was so
right
bad.
Up your alley.
Nah, it's not. It wasn't. It was moronic.
But you explained the quote unquote comedy from Andy Griffith, which I have to admit I'm not up and up on. I don't really know the Andy Griffith show. You said, oh, but it's all character building. Like, listen to how funny this scene is. What's his name? Dobie Gillis or one of them goes up to Andy Griffith and says something, and I got to go make a bean pie. And then he comes back and he's like, oh, by the way, Gomer says hi. And then everyone erupts in laughter.
Did you see the vote?
Yeah, we're getting
did you want to go ahead with your point?
I just can't figure it out.
Did you want to go ahead with your point?
No, I'm good.
What's the text poll again, Mikey?
Furley's
Barney by
back.
A lot. Barney by a lot. Say it. Barney by a lot.
Barney has a big lead right
Barney
now.
Barney Fife.
Just a little bit of a big lead. A little big lead.
The first 5 years of the Andy Griffith program were unbelievable. It is the most classic television show ever, and Barney Fife is, in my opinion, the greatest television character ever.
Whoa.
From creation of the character to the performance of Don Knotts as Barney Fife. Never be topped.
Was Andy Griffith's show ever colorized?
Yes.
That's usually when it jumps the old track.
After, look, okay, Andy had told Don, you look great.
Oh my God.
You look great.
It does look pretty good. It does look pretty good, Danny.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, don't lie to him. Danny, shave that goatee immediately.
He cleaned it up. That looks good.
I didn't have time to finish it.
That looks good.
It does.
You look like a stereo salesman.
But look at his Star Trek sideburns.
Right,
you look awesome.
Look, give me a live long and prosper.
I don't even know how to.
Just try. And look at me.
I don't even know how to
do it.
You show me how to do it.
Right there.
I don't know how to fucking do it. Oh,
hey.
Whoa. Yeah.
Hey.
I forgot we're on air.
Danny's
pissed. You gotta see the sideburns.
I just cursed, dude.
Yeah.
We gotta see sideburns.
All right. We got
Wow, you don't look good, Danny.
I know. All right. So
thanks.
All right. I got my stuff.
So,
it's right. Time to bribe, and it's time for 5 seconds. Oh. I'll be honest with you. The Star Trek sideburns look so much better than even I thought they would.
No, the sideburns look great. The goatee, I'm not sold on.
I'm loving it. You're not a goatee person. I love the fact you cut that part off.
He just doused himself in skin bracers.
All right. Gina, focus.
Yeah, okay.
In mere moments, it's the contest that everybody's talking about. Oh. Around the water cooler, 5 seconds for how much, Gina?
$35.
But first, let's try to give away. Gina, for some reason, is fixated on Danny's shade.
I can't stop looking at him.
But first, let's try and give away $1,000. It is the classic rock campaign, Bribe, because bribing people is how you get things done in the good old U.S. of A.
You have 15 minutes to text ACTOR to this number, 72881. Messaging and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. All our Mark in the Morning listeners 18 years of age and older in all 50 states are eligible. We'll have more bribes for our L.A. listeners at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. Once again, the super secret code word is ACTOR, and the number to text to be in a drawing for $1,000 is 72881.
Be proud, accept our bribe, and vote for classic rock at work. This is America, damn it.
5 seconds for $35.
$35. It's getting crazy in here. A lot of people are following this water cooler talk. It's everywhere. They love it.
Yeah.
It's $35 now. You people made fun of my little game at the beginning, but now.
Now it's getting good.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
$35. Yeah. That's nothing to sneeze at. I'd like to have $35.
I would too.
Let's go to Bad Apple calling from Downey. Good morning, Bad Apple.
Mark, good morning. Morning, Gina. Mikey, how's it going?
What's up? Now, this guy's been with me for a long, long time. Mark and Brian, then Mark and Linda, now Mark in the Morning. And he is an amazing artist.
Hey, speaking of that, he does design and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
He tweeted us the other day, Bad Apple, will you just go ahead and let us know where you fall on the Fife-Furley debate?
Oh, Furley for president all the way.
Yeah. Thank you. All right, you were saying, go ahead.
Go ahead. I guess when you're getting your ass kicked, you need a little spike.
We need some unity.
Yeah. Bad Apple, married with kids?
I am. Well, I'm technically not married, but I did this for myself. Married. We've been together for about 10 years already.
Mm.
And on the kids department, for those that don't know are going to get blown away, I have a Brady Bunch at home. There's 7 kids in total.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So this $35 right now, if I split it up, by the 7, there will be $5 in each bank account. So I'll put them in their right path to college.
That's a good haul.
If I win.
Okay. Well, you're not a dumb man. I've known you for quite a while. You're very smart. You got a shot.
Depends on the day.
Yeah. You got a shot at answering this question. Here we go. Well, hang on. Let me get to page 1 so Josh can yell at you. All right, here we go. What is Watch Out in German and part of a U2 album title?
5, 4, 3, 2,
come on.
1. Good Lord.
What did he say?
I don't think he said
good Lord.
Good Lord, he said.
Okay.
That's not it.
The answer is Achtung Baby.
Oh, man. Well, kids aren't going to college, I guess.
Bad Apple, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling, my friend.
In his defense, he was underwater.
Don't go blindly through life. Let me use the power of the tarot to show you the way. Call me now for your free reading.
Miss Cleo. You remember?
Oh, very well.
Well, she's dead.
Oh.
She rose to fame in the 90s as an island-accented star of TV ads promoting her telephone tarot card reading service, best known for her catchphrase, call me now. She got in trouble or something, right?
Well, the thing was, I actually watched like a little mini, I don't know if it was a documentary, a little feature on her. She wasn't a psychic. She never claimed it. She was an actress, and she got booked for this one job. They paid her one fee for one, you know, taping, and this commercial exploded. So this poor woman was just an actress. They told her to do. My favorite phrase of hers was, don't make me take you to church, young man.
So she never claimed to be...
Not in real life.
What's that mean?
She was an actress, and they said, hey, we need somebody to act like a psychic from a tropical place.
Wow.
I think she's Canadian. Wow. She did not have an accent in real life.
Wow. Okay.
I liked her. We'll miss you, Miss Cleo.
Did you call her?
That's none of your concern.
You did. Wow.
Have you ever called a psychic hotline?
Oh, God, no.
Okay, so 2 times I was given 2 free ones as a gift, and I called, and this guy claimed to be in London and had this really bad accent and was reading cards from, like, a deck of cards. It was really off, but I was so into it.
Why?
It was a gift.
Somebody's reading you crap.
It was fun.
Wow.
You Mikey. Hate fun.
Now, I love fun, but as far as all that stuff, I just don't. Why palm don't we, reading and
why don't we do it on the air? We'll call a psychic hotline. We'll have them read you, and it'll be super fun.
Well, first of all, we have to get their permission.
I'm sure they'll be more than willing.
Okay.
Promote their services.
Look, I'm down. Okay. It's just I don't buy into one inch of it. Never have. The palm reading, right. the whatever, predict your future.
Your lifeline right here on your, the inside of your hand.
It's just not my thing.
Oh, okay.
Just not my thing. Yours.
It's fun.
I should read your poem.
Oh, that would be great.
I would love All right. that. A biochemist at Arizona State University has created a material that mimics human skin, resulting in a condom like none we have ever experienced before.
Hey now.
Shang Chen was able to create this super condom after he won a $100,000 grant from Bill Gates. The whole idea is to make condoms awesome so that more people use them and we have less problems.
This is a good idea because I don't know, either gender never stops bitching about the latex and the rubbers and the lambskins and the
Look, I can tell you, condoms are pretty desensitizing.
Mm-hmm.
And you take something that's wonderful and then you screw it up by putting a piece of rubber between you and your mate.
You know, though, that there's not been one woman in history that's ever believed that crap.
What do you mean?
But it's desensitized. Please.
Oh, but it is.
It really?
Is. Oh, yeah. Of course.
It's just one little piece of...
Listen, the sensitivity of what is necessary to bring about fun.
Mm.
You put a piece of rubber over that, and you're not going to buy that it's desensitizing? Mm-hmm. No.
I just figure you're having fun either way.
I will say, and this doesn't solve any problems, the lambskin ones are great. However, they only protect against pregnancy.
Right.
They do not protect you because it's real lambskin.
That's disgusting.
Which, well...
You have a lamb on your...
Junk.
I don't care. I can feel it. It's good. It's nice.
But would you be in the test group for this new fake skin situation?
Sure.
All right.
I would do that before I would call Miss Cleo. To have something read to me from a card. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Oh, we'll miss you, Miss Cleo.
Way up north. North to Alaska. Way up north. North to Alaska. North to Alaska. Go north. The rush is on.
Police in Alaska say that a woman who drove her dead husband's body around in her truck for 5 days did nothing illegal. Ask Casey Kasem's wife. Police responded to a call regarding a truck carrying an aluminum casket. When they located the vehicle and the casket, they found the body of 78-year-old man who appeared dead of natural causes. His wife had been driving the stiff around for days in what authorities called a rolling wake. At least she kept the truck bed filled with ice. A mortuary has since taken the body while the family makes funeral arrangements.
Here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Grieving wife? Or world's worst Uber driver? Something to think about.
All right, let's quickly go to the phones. Nick Johnson is called. Nick is the first person to catch all 142 virtual monsters in Pokemon Go. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Now, Nick, what is it you do for a living that will allow you to walk around and play Pokemon Go to the point that you win the game?
I work at a company called Applica. We're an advisory and technology services firm in Manhattan. And I would go out after work. I usually get off around 6 p.m. And my girlfriend would go out with me and we'd grab dinner and then walk around and catch Pokemon.
Now, Nick, I don't play the game. My kids and I were at the Orange County Fair this past weekend. And while I was just walking around, they were playing the game. What is it about this game that has everybody doing it?
Well, I think there's a couple things. One is that the Pokemon sort of franchise is has appealed across generations. So it has people from your kid's age all the way up to people in their 30s and 40s very excited about the possibility of fulfilling childhood dreams and getting out and catching Pokemon in the real world. I think the other aspect of it that's pretty incredible is that it's bringing people out and bringing people together in a way that I think is kind of unprecedented. Not sure if you saw it at the county fair, but in New York, there's some areas where you'll have hundreds of people that is sort of out playing together, and it gives you the chance to meet lots of new people you'd never have the chance to meet before, and I've made some great new friends in the process. I think it's pretty incredible.
Now, Nick, since you're the only one to experience it, what happens when you catch the 142nd monster? What does the game do?
There was actually no sort of special indication in the game. There's 142 currently available in the U.S., but there are three that are available sort of in other regions in Europe, Asia, and Australia, New Zealand. And I'm happy to say that I will be traveling to those regions pretty soon with partnering with Marriott Rewards and Expedia.
Oh, my God.
So I'm excited to do that, and I'll let you know if anything pops up once I get those other three.
Well, Nick, congratulations. I'm sure somebody else will wind up doing it at some point, but now you get to travel the world because you won this game.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that, and my girlfriend will be coming along with me, so we're pretty happy to be able to travel the world to catch Pokemon.
The first guy to win the game, Nick Johnson. Thanks for time, Nick. Well, there's something out there trending, and Gina Grad's going to tell you about it right now.
Well, Bill Clinton spoke last night on behalf of his wife and told a story about how Hillary refused his proposal three times when they were young and getting in love. Here's a clip of Bill riling up the crowd near the end.
She became, as she often said, our family's designated worrier. Born with an extra responsibility gene. She's a natural leader. She's a good organizer. And she's the best darn change maker I ever met in my entire life.
Now, he used the phrase change maker like 87 times. And every time he did it, I thought of her with one of those coin belts on a train.
Right.
It was a weird phrase, but he seemed to like it.
Well, I got to tell you, as a guy who looks for things to talk about on a radio morning show, yep. The Republican thing was a lot of fun. Mm. Scott Baio, the hell you doing in there?
Yeah.
All kinds of last night was just, because I'm not politically motivated, it was just boring.
But you didn't like Meryl Streep's flag dress?
Whatever, that man. Was a That's real good number. Audio.
Yeah. Call a web driver, Mark. The estimated Powerball jackpot has soared to $422 million thanks to nearly 3 months without a winner. If anyone matches the five balls and red Powerball in Wednesday... Wednesday night's drawing. You know, laugh all you want, but when I match all five balls and a Powerball, I'm going to win $422 million.
He said five balls.
Yeah, I'll take all of them. And here's what's trending in sports. After noticing blocked toilets, exposed pipes, and a bunch of other problems.
At your house.
Thank you. Australian athletes are saying they refuse to stay at Olympic Village in Rio. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. We're going to speak with Bill Clinton, who made history last night at the DNC. That's at 7:50. But first, John Mellencamp. This is Mark in the Morning.
And now, five reasons today doesn't suck.
One.
It was on this day back in 1974, I had just graduated from high school, that this song was released as a single. Here, Gary Rossington talks about how Neil Young provided the inspiration for the lyrics of the tune.
It was kind of a cut back to him because Southern Man cut down the South and Alabama and all those songs. So we wanted to say, hey, you're from Canada. What do you know about the South anyway? You know, and Ronnie put it in there kind of as a joke. But everything else was real, and the part about Governor Wallace and all this when he was running for president and everybody hated him but us, we just kind of put it all in there and it turned out like it did.
Two.
Mm. Oh, it won't do it. Two.
We'll wait.
We're not going to get it right this week, Mikey.
Nope.
Not going to happen. It was on this day, 32 years ago today, the movie Purple Rain opened to the public.
I love this movie. I've probably seen it a dozen times.
I saw it the one time. I remember liking it. But I remember Prince dressed the way he was dressed in
right.
the movie.
Yeah.
Running into the dining room to stop his father from hitting his mother.
Correct.
It just came off weird. I've still got a mental image of the way he sashayed into the room.
Purple rain, purple
It is still hard for me to process the fact that he's not here.
I remember sitting in the jock lounge and hearing Dave Biesing, our program director, kind of come out in the hallway and sort of scream it to somebody, you know, to verify. And we all thought, nah, he got that wrong. And 5 minutes later, Uncle Joe was saying it on the air.
I was sitting having lunch with Linda when Matthew texted, somebody was found dead at Prince's house. Mm-hmm. Based on the week prior where he had to have an emergency landing mm-hmm. and had to be, I knew.
Yeah.
And I got up, came, and joined Uncle Joe in the middle of it. Still, it's hard to process.
Three.
Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name?
It is on this day in 1969, the Doors perform at the final evening of a three-day Seattle pop festival. Apparently drunk, Jim Morrison gets into a shouting match with an abusive member of the audience.
Why does it always have to be drunk, on LSD, on mescaline? I mean, everything is always drugs with Jim.
Well, that was the way he lived his life. Led Zeppelin followed the Doors on stage. Among the other headliners that weekend are Santana, Eric Burdon, Ike and Tina Turner, the Youngbloods, Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry, Chicago, and the Guess Who.
Damn.
Just to make it easy, let's just stop that, and that way we'll get it right.
Four.
Still got it wrong.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Did it.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Now, this is crazy. Norman Lear was born on this day in 1922. Producer. I guess probably pound for pound, the most successful producer of all time.
Hands down.
All in the Family. This is just a partial list. All in the Family, Sanford's Son, Maude, political activist. He's 94 and he's still alive.
He's still alive?
It doesn't have a death date here.
God bless you, Norman Lear.
So I have to assume.
Fantastic.
All right, and then there's this.
Five.
Now, stupid question. Is this metal?
Yeah.
Don't, yeah. Because I've had people argue with me that certain kinds of hard rock.
Right.
Aren't
not metal.
Metal,
yeah.
This is metal.
Is Twisted Sister metal?
No.
No.
All right, calm down. Good God. Ease up. Jesus. Just asking the question.
Yeah.
If metal's in the name of the band, it's metal.
Metallica?
Well, Eddie Trunk?
Trunk, yeah.
Okay. Now, he is, I've had him on the show.
Yeah.
He is probably the guru of metal. He knows, and he is the nicest freaking guy in the world. One of the observations I made on Mark and Brian, and we had a contest one time for metal. We were giving away, I think, Metallica something.
Right.
And so all week we were talking with metalheads. The smartest, nicest group of people you would ever want to meet.
There you go.
Sharp as a tack.
Yeah.
They just like to, you know, tat up and go and bang their head with this stuff.
Were you a Judas Priest fan?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Was on this day in 1988, Metallica's Master of Puppets goes platinum.
You're banging your head a little bit. You're bopping your knee.
Oh, I'm available for this.
Okay.
Like Inner Sandman is one of my favorite tunes. Mm-hmm. Love it. Yeah, love it too much.
That's more hard rock Metallica, though, not metal Metallica.
I don't even know what you're saying. It's either metal or it's not.
After their Black album, they got more of a hard rock sound than really a metal sound.
Oh, and that was when they were accused of selling out. Yeah. What's the lead singer's name?
James Hetfield.
Again, James Hetfield being interviewed. And he goes, yeah, people say we sold out. We did. We sold out every freaking show. So Bill Clinton gave a heartfelt speech last night at the Democratic National Convention. He shared some touching stories about his wife, Hillary, and we have Bill on the phone to talk about it. Thanks for calling in, Bill.
Well, thanks for having me, Mark. And yes, I am so glad I could share the story of how my wife and I met, how we fell in love, and how we have shared a lifetime of memories. She is my rock, my soulmate, and I adore her.
Yeah, you mentioned a bunch of that last night.
Well, good. I can't stress it enough. She is wonderful, and I love everything about her. The way she laughs, the way she talks, the way she walks, the way she sits down, the way she stands up from a sitting position, the way her face moves when she moves her face. I love everything. She's my world, my true love.
Laying this on a little thick, Bill.
I can't help it. From the time she wakes up in the morning with breath so foul and strong it could stop an archer's arrow, until she falls asleep at night, drifting off and passing gas in her sleep that would make any other man question the existence of a God. All I can think about is how much I love her and adore her and how wonderful she is. Be still, my heart. She's perfect.
Well, it's noble of you to say you love these things that are otherwise hard to love. Are you overcompensating for something you did wrong, Bill?
When she eats ribs with her dry, cracked hands, her lazily manicured talons puncturing the rib meat, as the barbecue sauce dribbles down her chin and onto the front of her pantsuit, and she screams obscenities because she really liked that pantsuit and pounds her hands on the table until everybody in the room is afraid, I'm smitten. When she takes off her shoes after a long day on the campaign trail and peels off her socks, which are somehow sticking to her feet, making it a little tougher than it should be to remove them, I can't get enough. When the thick, almost curdled, sour cream-scented odor fills the room and our cat panics for a few seconds, then immediately dies, I say to myself, Bill, you're the luckiest guy on earth.
Okay, Bill, obviously you've done something to upset Hillary and you're in the doghouse, so you're trying to list all of the attributes, unpleasant as they are, and pretending to love them. Nice try, Bill.
The only thing I've done wrong is love her too much, Mark.
Well, I'm sure Hillary really appreciates that.
Hillary? Yes, Hillary is the her I'm talking about in this particular case. That's the her I've loved too much recently. Hillary busted me loving Hillary.
Thank you for calling in, Bill.
I'm skinny and sick-looking because I'm dehydrated because I've been loving Hillary too much. So many marathon lovemaking sessions with Hillary. Good call, Mark. Good call.
All right, goodbye, Bill.
Uh-oh. My strangely and suddenly much more bulbous-tipped nose smells sour cream. She's close, Mark.
Oh my God.
The woman I love and don't fear is close. Hey, Hillary, want a foot rub? Everything's going great for me.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Help me.
So let's talk about, and I didn't see it, the DNC, Chelsea.
Yeah.
Mikey and Gina were talking about this. Did I hear the two words yellow and teeth?
You did, Mark. You did. Here's the thing. I noticed that even with Melania Trump and all these people who, you know, Ivanka, everyone, their teeth were slightly off. So I think that it might be the camera. But my God, Chelsea, grab a Crest strip because mm-hmm. they were really beige.
And she's got big teeth.
A great big smile, and it was real close-up zoom in.
Yeah.
It's rough. It's hard. Between Paul Simon's audio and those teeth, man, they got to just adjust some cameras and some audio mics.
Mm-hmm. You know, Gina was in her office working yesterday, and I went and said, what you doing? She goes, you don't want to come in here. She was watching the entire thing of Paul Simon. Oh, my God.
Like a bridge over troubled water.
Jaina, that's pretty good
pretty
compared
accurate.
To what I saw.
Yeah.
Good
was,
God.
Yeah, and you know, I blame the engineer because we know Paul Simon has a great voice. Was somebody not mixing something into a board?
Yeah, it was a weird mix of that song because it was like a more upbeat version of a very sad song. So I think he was lost.
Bizarre.
In it.
Well, look, obviously singing, something I can't do.
Neither.
But the voice can sometimes leave you. There are certain artists where their voice, Tom Jones, the voice gets better as they get older. Elvis lost his voice. Paul Simon, it seems to, he's lost his voice.
Wait, is that why at the end of Elvis's career there was more talk singing?
Probably. He just, look, I'll say it, the bodyguard who wrote Elvis, What Happened, here's a guy that had it all and drugs took it away.
Yeah.
You know, when you're high on whatever drug you're taking, it's kind of hard to sing well.
Yeah.
So yeah, it got real dicey there at the
Makes
end.
Makes sense.
So this can only happen to me. I'm going to cut a cigar. This was the night before the Orange County Fair. So I'm going to cut a cigar, and I got this little thing. You basically spread it apart. You put the tip of the cigar, and you squeeze it together.
Like a little guillotine.
Yeah, two razor blades snip the top.
Right.
So the blades on mine are a little dull. So I'm in the hotel room, and I'm going to have to really squeeze hard to clip it.
Yeah.
And I get it close to myself. I clip. I cut the cigar. a hole in my shirt, and I clipped a piece of skin off my belly.
Mark! What? You're not supposed to give yourself a circumcision.
Correct. I was just too close. So I stood on the Orange County stage with my shirt out, and I had a Donald Duck Band-Aid on my belly where I clipped my skin.
Why is this the first we're hearing of this?
I just got around to telling you.
Mark! And you let him get a razor blade that close to your neck, Danny?
Just found out right now.
Wow, what's wrong with you? Was it an eye? Because I know you don't have the best eyesight in the world. Was it a distance issue?
No, I brought it close to me because I was really having to push hard to
really
do it.
Squeeze it.
Too close.
Oh, God.
Yeah, too close.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.
Well, Todd, today, not only if you're a Rams fan is it a great day, if you're a fan of any NFL team, it's a great day.
Yeah, they're all coming back now to camps, Mark. The Rams opened their training camp at UC Irvine today. And, you know, we've talked, obviously, a lot about the number one draft pick, Jared Goff, and the quarterback battles he'll be going through. And, of course, the star that Todd Gurley is going to be in this league as a running back. But I think a lot of Rams fans might want to look at that defense. It's been a pretty good defense the past few years, even though the Rams haven't made the playoffs. But a lot of the cornerstones of that defense, namely Chris Long and James Laurinaitis, have left the team. And so now you got new faces to look at. You'll get to know people like Alec Ogletree. He's the middle linebacker. He's one to certainly look at. And some new players up and down the line of scrimmage. And then, you know, the other rookies who are coming in. Now, I watched this one fella in college a lot because my University of Missouri Tigers played, you know, the Southern South Carolina Gamecocks a lot. And they have a wide receiver that's a Rams draft pick. He was picked in the fourth round, Pharaoh Cooper. Mm. Remember that name, Pharaoh Cooper. He's kind of a do-everything little wide receiver who, you know, he can take it and run it. He used to run the Wildcat offense. He was everything for South Carolina. Wildcat offense, they'd run him. They'd throw passes to him. They'd let him do a little bit of everything. So,
Todd, just so I got this right, yeah. Pharaoh Cooper was a Gamecock.
That is correct. Okay. Pharaoh Cooper was a Gamecock.
I thought we were playing Mad Libs.
Yeah, we're fifth graders in here.
There you go. There you go. Not to be confused by anyone who goes to Oregon State and they're a Beaver, okay? You know, so I just want to get that out there real quick.
Hey, I just want to look at what a great football name that is, Pharaoh Cooper.
Yeah,
It's a great name.
And Gina, that reminds me, whenever South Carolina plays Oregon State, in any athletic contest, boy, do the headline writers have a ball with that. Meanwhile, though, it's also the time you get injuries. A Packer wide receiver, Jordy Nelson, who missed most of last season with a knee injury, he's apparently injured the other knee, and Jordy Nelson's on the physically unable to perform list.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he's vital to the success of that team because they were shy on wide receivers last year. Colin Kaepernick has been cleared medically for practice. He had he's the quarterback, of course, for the San Francisco 49ers. Off-season shoulder surgery, knee surgery, and thumb surgery. Other than that, he's fit as a
doing great.
Think about that. I mean, but anyway, so he's battling Blaine Gabbert for the quarterback position there in San Francisco, and that's a team that's really been just turned upside down.
Todd, there are two NFL teams that Vegas has selected to not be favored in any one of their games this year. What two teams do you think that is?
Got to be the 49ers and Browns. I mean,
correct.
I would think, yeah.
Good
I
job,
mean, there's, yeah, they go through all those. I mean, you can bet all the games right now, but I would think that those two teams are going to be major, major struggle teams. The Eagles, of course, have a new coach and lots of new players, and they're going to be looking for a linebacker because their linebacker Nigel Bradham, he's late for camp because he was arrested for allegedly punching with a closed fist to the nose of a hotel worker in Miami.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason was he was dissatisfied with service.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, you can't do
hotel
that?
No,
they frown upon that.
Service was slow, and you know, allegedly. So, you know, maybe LeBron's got to send him a text. We're looking for social change, Nigel. We're looking for social change.
Okay? Todd, write it down.
Yes.
I think the Eagles are going to have a sad season, and I think Chip Kelly is out after 1 year.
You think Chip Kelly at San Francisco is going to be out after 1 year? Wow. Okay. That'll be interesting to see.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm forget what I said.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Who's the head coach of the Eagles?
Peterson, the guy came over from Kansas City. He was the offensive coordinator at Kansas City.
So there's too much infighting in that locker room already.
Yeah,
I don't like that. But I do think that Chip Kelly, if he gets a second year with the 49ers, he'll be lucky.
Well, I think, though, that Colin Kaepernick could be a pretty good quarterback in his system if he's healthy. Meanwhile, Steeler wide receiver Antonio Brown wants a new contract. He had 136 catches last year, got paid $1 million. He's getting 6.25 this year. He wants more. But he says he's not going to hold out. He will be in camp tomorrow when it opens up. All right, let's go to baseball. Mark, those Dodgers beat Tampa Bay 3-2. Bud Norris, solid pitching. Kenley Jansen, his 30th save of the season. You know, the Dodgers are playing very, very well, even since Clayton Kershaw has been out now for a month. And Kershaw was interviewed yesterday before the game. He says, look, I'm determined to play the rest of the season. I'm very inspired by the way the Dodgers have been playing without me. They're only 2.5 games out of first place. And the Angels, 22 hits, 13 runs. They shut out the defending World Series champion Kansas City Royals, 13-0.
Big deal.
Well, the big story, though, is Tyler Skaggs, his first start in a couple of years. He had elbow surgery a couple of years ago. Yep. 7 shutout innings, so a great pitching performance. And everybody hit the ball, including Mike Trout, 2-for-5, 3 runs batted in. Typical game. He's hitting .314 on the season, and Albert Pujols has his batting average up around .260 now after being, you know, he was hitting below his weight there not too long ago.
Todd, so. I didn't see the game, but for anyone who saw it, was like Hosmer, were those dudes just like laying in hammocks, or did they have a full picnic lunch on the lawn, or what were they doing?
Exactly. Those hammocks they put in that Royals clubhouse. You know, they bought them with their World Series winnings.
Yeah, don't drag them onto the field. That's tacky. Yeah.
let's finish up with the NBA. Team USA beat China last night, 107-57. Gosh darn it, my bet was China and 49 points. I lost by one. But Kevin Durant, that this was played at the Oracle Arena in Oakland, which is where the Golden State Warriors play, and Kevin Durant's on the team. And so this was his first chance to play in front of his new adoring fans of the Golden State Warriors. And, of course, the Olympics getting started in a couple weeks. And, oh, by the way, the PGA begins tomorrow. It's moved up this year because of the Olympics. It's in Baldisrol. I'll tell you about the pairings and some great pairings for that first round tomorrow at the PGA. Hey, that's it in sports, brought to you by Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia. RAV4, Highlanders, huge inventory, Tacoma, Tundras. They are tops in trucks. FrontierToyota.com.
Todd, I was surprised you didn't cover this. The Oakland Raiders are doing something nobody else is doing. They're opening on day one of training camp with a scrimmage. They're scrimmaging Anderson Junior High School.
That's right.
And you didn't. Talk I'm now. Shocked you didn't.
They're building now. Confidence, Mark. They're building confidence.
Talk now to the team that's going to win the AFC West. That's right. All right, get it all in because
Mikey,
you're
going to
be eating it.
Listen, here's the thing about being a fan. You are what your team does, and I respect your teams. I love you as a fan, but one of the things that we as fans do, it's one of the reasons that fantasy football is so popular. It's the smack talk. Mm-hmm. I will never stop making fun of your team, even when they win. I'll find a way to make fun your stupid team, which helps me make fun of you.
And Mark, remember, when you go to a Raiders game, remember, every Raiders game is Halloween every day. You know what I mean? It's just amazing.
All right, Chick on the Street is up in Santa Clarita, decimated by fire. We'll get a full report from her at 20 minutes after 8. Thank God we had time to fit another car song in. So now, yesterday, during Five Reasons... Kevin, it was Jason Statham's birthday, and Kevin Pollak has this stand-up where he tells you how to do a Jason Statham impression.
He teaches the whole crowd.
Yeah, and so I cited Kevin, and I tried to do it, and I screwed it up. Several of Kevin Pollak is in New York shooting a movie. A bunch of his buddies called him and told him that I butchered it.
Ratted you out.
Kevin is going to call at 8:50, and he is going to decimate me. Kevin Pollak's one of his super talents is that he can rip you apart in one sentence.
Oh, no.
I am just meat waiting to be ripped.
Will he at least tell us how to do it correctly?
After I'm a pile of warm nothing... Then yes, he'll do it. But he is not going to miss this opportunity. In fact, hang on, Katie, I'm coming to you, but let me read you the text from yesterday with Kevin.
So you have confirmation that he hates you.
Oh yeah, no, okay. this is. He says, I'm trying to call in and I'm pissed off about the crappy Statham. What's the hotline? Give it to me now. And then he comes back. Never mind. I found it and was informed that you're off the air. I'm in New York on a film, but I got a text about your saying after apparently doing a Statham, we're probably going to get an angry call from Kevin. Shall I try tomorrow?
Can't wait.
It's going to be really good. If you like hearing me ripped, 10 minutes till 9 can't this wait. Morning. Listen, Mikey, can't wait.
Yep.
When this hustling, bustling, gritty city sometimes gets you down. Hey, what a treat, meet the chick on the street. You never know what she might say.
I ain't gonna cuss, bitch.
It's Katie, and it's gonna be a great day.
Now, Katie is up in Santa Clarita on Placerita Canyon. Now, I spent 25 years exiting the 14 and driving down Placerita Canyon to get to my house because I basically could cut 7 miles off that. However, you had to be careful because Placerita Canyon was a two-lane road basically taking you through the mountains. Mm. I saw mountain lions. I hit a coyote. I was traveling down. I was a little late, so I was moving pretty quickly. And a family of 3 deer were standing right in the middle of the road.
Oh, no.
You ever heard the saying, deer in headlights?
Yeah.
That's because they stand and they're mesmerized by your headlights and they just stare at you.
Oh, no.
I'm slamming on the brakes and they're continuing to stare. I'm 2 inches from them and they start slowly walking off. I then lowered the passenger window, like this is going to help. I almost hit you! and cussed them out.
So they know for next time.
So Katie is on Placerita, I believe, where the entire area was decimated by fire. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. I am standing in the middle of Placerita Canyon. As we exited the freeway, you could already in the car smell all of the burnt smell. And yeah. I said out loud to them, I said, it kind of smells like home. And they were like, you're used to this smell. But when you live out here in Santa Clarita, that smell comes about once a year when the fires threaten you.
It's true. I mean, as I said on the stage at the Orange County Fair, Linda and I would stand, it seemed every year, we would stand in our front yard and watch flames jump into the air 100 yards away.
Scary.
And you're wondering, is this the year
right.
that we're going to lose our house?
As we exited the freeway, I thought, well, this doesn't seem to be so bad. And then there was one part as we went through Placerita where there was just a wall where clearly everything went up into flames. And after that point, you keep moving because we drove all through Placerita. It just goes halfway through all of Placerita and it's black. And underneath the trees, there's like white and gray ash from all of the trees that were burned. And while we were driving, there's these little pits of smoke that's still coming up from like trees, and you can even smell the pine trees that were actually burning.
Katie is probably half a block from the house she spent 21 years
in. Don't worry. When we got here, we went and we checked on the house. The house is good. It looks good. And I hate you for selling it.
funny. When we were in the process of trying to prepare the house to sell, the real estate guy was there. Mm-hmm. And we're sitting in the dining room. And Amy was sitting at the bar. And you heard what Katie just said. And I knew that Amy was sensitive to the fact that I was about to try to sell the house. And so I tried to break the ice a little bit. I said, hey, Amy. It's right here. The guy's going to sell your house. She burst into tears.
Mark, you're a nice guy. You're such a nice guy.
I didn't mean for that to happen. I meant to just lighten the load
a little. Lighten the mood, yeah. Katie, do you see, speaking of that, and I sure hope the answer is no, do you see any homes in the area that look like they've been damaged?
No, but as we were driving through, it's quite amazing to see. Hold on, there's a fire truck coming by, and I just want to wave at them.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. They were all waving so nice. And now I don't remember what I was saying. Oh, yes. The flames quite literally almost went up to the doors. The flames look like they're licking the doors of the houses to get in. It's really, really quite frightening. I've never seen anything so close to the homes.
I saw a stat. It may have changed, but I saw where there were 18 homes lost.
Yeah.
In the fire.
That's so unfortunate. And on a non-fire note, I totally peed on Placerita. I had to pee so bad. So Emily, the street teamer, was behind me with my Mark in the Morning jacket as I, squat on the sound card to release my fluids.
You're a consummate professional, Katie. Wow.
I had to go so bad.
I respect it.
And I was so praying that no fire truck came by and saw me just peeing all over the floor.
Wait, so when we were on a break and I heard you in the background going, "Can they see me pee? Can they see me pee?" You were really peeing?
Yeah, okay. I thought, could they hear this splashing onto the ground right now, and is this gross?
This is your daughter, Mark.
I'm so proud. Oh, couldn't be prouder. Katie, good job.
Well, this is very sad, and I can't believe that most of Placerita is gone, but it'll grow back.
Yeah, it does every year.
Yeah.
All right, Katie.
And all those animals. I'm sorry, I know you're trying to wrap it up, but all these animals that were out in the forest, too. All righty, well, chick on the street, checking out.
Just now, listening to that vintage news, mm-hmm. the teletype in the yep. back. When I was a kid, my father would race home from his job to see the Huntley-Brinkley report.
Oh, yeah.
Huntley was in New York, Brinkley was in Washington, D.C., and they would co-host. They were pretty iconic.
And was this at a time where they had a cigarette on the desk with the smoke swirling around their faces?
Yeah, little skinny ties.
Yep.
Very official. All right, what's trending, Gina?
Well, the sand fire is now 40% contained after 38,000 acres were burned. Meanwhile, California's signature parks along the Big Sur coastline were closed yesterday. Bill Clinton, Meryl Streep, Lena Dunham, Elizabeth Banks, Alicia Keys, those are just some of the celebrities that were featured on last night's DNC. And as Mark mentioned earlier, Miss Cleo, the actress who played a phone psychic in all those 1990s TV commercials, she passed away after a battle with cancer. She was 53. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Hey, find out why comedian Kevin Pollak is going to absolutely eviscerate Mark on live radio. That's at 8:50. But first, Panama. This is Mark in the Morning.
So we are joined now by Michael Loftus. He is host of The Flip Side with Michael Loftus and the Loftus Party podcast. Had him on the other day. He basically takes a look at what's happening in the news, but he looks at it from a completely different angle, and I really enjoyed our conversation. We welcome him back. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Now, Michael, I was telling the other day, I said, you know, last week with the Republican convention, there was so much idiotic stuff that went on that it made my job easy. I had a whole bunch of clips. What the hell is Scott Baio doing there? I had a lot of fun with it. So far with the Democratic convention, it's been, for me, other than Chelsea's teeth, it's been boring.
pretty dry.
Well, there's been a lot of good. It is a masterclass in how to give a great speech.
Yeah, well, Bill Clinton has always been one of the great speakers.
Oh, my. He made filing tax returns an applause break.
Michael.
You have to. And he's like, and Hillary made sure they filed their tax return. And the place went crazy. I'm like, only him. Only Bill Clinton.
Was it just me, or did you think when he kept referring to Hillary as his best friend, at some point he was going to mess up and call her his wingman?
Oh, it was so awkward.
Because he was laying it
the
on
whole
thick.
Thing was so awkward. Yeah. When he's like, in 1971... I fell in love with a girl. And I'm like, okay, this better be Hillary.
Yeah, because we got 45
then,
more years to
and
go.
And then how she turned him down and he kept coming back. Because I am relentless. When I see a girl I like, I do not give up.
If you just joined us, this is Michael Loftus. He hosts The Flip Side with Michael Loftus because he looks at what's happening in the news from a different angle. Michael, what is happening tonight and tomorrow night that you are looking forward to with the DNC?
Well, I am looking forward to the president, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be great. Obama, I hear he gives a good speech. That guy does everything.
he'll break into an Al Green song in the middle of a speech. Let's stay together.
And I mean, he sounded good.
So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to Hillary. And I love her thing, like, I broke through the glass ceiling. Yeah, it turns out if you cover yourselves in corruption and rigging elections, you can bust right through it.
Now, Michael, at the beginning of this thing with Hillary, every time she would speak, it was something odd for me, and then somebody said it, and I went, that's it. Why is it that Hillary gets on a stage and thinks that she should yell into the microphone?
I think she's been in the boys' club for such a long time that's how it's done. Look at all of these people. That's the wonderful thing. And all joking aside, what Michelle Obama did so well is she spoke. She didn't get up there and who was the guy, Booker, the other night?
He just,
you start doing well and you think, if I scream, it'll even be better. No, it's not like an iPhone. Screaming doesn't make you better.
You know, you're right, because so far, because of the way Hillary screams, I have difficulty believing anything she says.
Oh, that and her record. that and the fact that she rigged an election. I mean, that's not even in question. That's the most frightening thing out of all of this. The Democrats got caught rigging an election in the United States of America, and the story is, I think the Russians leaked the emails. I don't care if Putin himself leaked the emails. You got busted. You rigged an election. You rigged it. It's not a controversy. It's a fact.
So you think
that? How can you celebrate this? How can women be proud that? Oh, remember the first woman president? Yeah, she was completely corrupt. Isn't that awesome?
So you don't.
Is that the poster woman for women in politics?
So Bernie and Bernie's right-hand lady saying, no, no, we wouldn't have won anyway. You don't care. This is still way out of line.
That just kills me. The bank robber robbing a bank, getting caught, and he's like, I was going to rob it anyway. You still don't get away with the crime of rigging an election.
Michael, listen, I've run out of time. I would like to talk to you either Thursday or Friday again, whichever one is
much. Let's go Friday. Go Friday.
All right.
Because Hillary will have been up, and Obama, it'll be magic. And maybe they'll find more American flags. I tell you what, that stage looks like the Hunger Games.
To check out Michael, check out theloftusparty.com. Follow him on Facebook at Michael Loftus and also at Mike Loftus Comic. God.
That was rough. Take a knee.
Yeah, well, you got a guy who does your social media trying to promote social media. Michael, I love you, man. I'll see you on Friday.
Hey, I love you more. I'll talk to you Friday.
So I'm just going to wait. Jackie, give him to me.
There he is.
All right. Now, Kevin Pollak is joining us. And I'll just tell you how this started, Kevin. My intentions were good. I need you to know that. So we were doing 5 reasons today doesn't suck. And one of them was Jason. By the way, good morning, Kevin.
Yeah, yeah. Good morning, Mark.
All right. So it was.
Just get on with it.
I know. It was Jason Statham's birthday. So I cited you. I said, Kevin Pollak, part of his stand up is he does his Jason Statham and he teaches all of us how to do it's not going to matter.
No.
How to do the Jason Statham. I forgot how to do it in the middle.
It was a great setup in his defense. Right when he got to the part where he's actually supposed to teach all of Los Angeles, he kind of fell apart.
I did. So before you start, Kevin, I just wanted to apologize.
Like that's going to help.
Yeah, I'm completely fine. I'm just with someone who's not.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Oh, no.
Yes, hi, Dave.
Yeah, I'm a year older, and that's something to celebrate, isn't it, mate?
This is Jason Statham. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Yeah, fantastic. I'm on the radio.
You are?
Yeah, that's still a thing, is it? You know, I used to call the radio station my granddad.
Yeah. My granddad, when he was 7, 110 years ago, he would call in a radio station. Tell me.
I do know what you mean, Jason. Yes.
Right. So you're Mark from Mark in the Morning.
Yes, I am.
Right. That's great, mate. So I heard a recording of what you did yesterday, and I just wanted to say I didn't appreciate it. I didn't appreciate you bringing in a friend of yours, right?
Yeah.
Blaming him for this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My understanding is that he's an award-winning actor. I'd love to work with him sometime, do you know what I mean?
Sure, I do know what you mean, Jason.
Do you? Yeah. No. What I mean. That's all you had to say, mate.
Right,
do you know what I mean?
Right.
And you say it as two syllables. Uh-huh. Do you mean? That's all you had to do.
Yeah. But I screwed it up, Jason.
A little bit, yeah.
All right, Jason, that's enough. Seriously, go easy on the guy. Hey, sorry, buddy.
Kevin, God.
I was just happy to be mentioned in your wonderful show. I didn't have any problems with it.
Now, Kevin, you're in New York working on a film. What is the film?
Don't see how that's any of your business. Let me try to explain. It's based on a true story, a book of the same name, Three Christs of Ypsilanti. So this was, Ypsilanti was a mental state hospital in Michigan where this doctor came in and tried to, in 1959, back when radio was really a thing, a doctor tried to come in and treat paranoid schizophrenics was something other than shock therapy, which is all they had in 1959. So Richard Gere plays this wonderful doctor, Alan Stone, and then the three inmates who believe they are, in fact, Jesus Christ, are your pal Walt Goggins, Peter Dinklage, and Bradley Whitford.
Nice.
Yeah, amazing cast. Juliana Margulies is also in the film, playing Gere's wife. I play the doctor that sort of overseed all these patients till he showed up. Really a great cast. And John Avnet, great director and producer. He directed Fried Green Tomatoes and a bunch of other things. So kind of a great little movie that might be something.
Well, that's always exciting. And is your part pretty good? Is it pretty strong?
I'm going to say it's damn good, and you just have to deal with that.
Well, Kevin, listen, but it's been, I'm in L.A. right now. I'm about to head back this weekend, but it's been far too long. Would love to have a piece of red meat with you.
Yes, please. Let us gnaw at it.
Kevin, so funny. Anything else in your world we need to know about right now?
The film I directed will be in theaters October 7th and then Netflix 30 days later. I'm very excited to say that's The Late Bloomer with J.K. Simmons, Maria Bello, Brittany Snow, Jane Lynch, Kumail Nanjiani, Johnny Simmons, Beck Bennett. I couldn't get anyone.
Kevin, I want to do a thing with that. I want to do...
Okay.
If we can work up a screening, give away tickets, have a Q&A afterward, I want to work that up. Keep that in mind and help me put it together, okay?
I will. I'm just writing that down now. Keep that in mind. Let me. Yeah, no, I'd love to.
This is why you just, yeah. I mean, Mikey has been looking so forward to you busting my balls all morning long.
It's the greatest 6 minutes of the whole show, the last year and a half.
Yeah. I can't believe you, I'm surprised you didn't want to have Clinton on after speaking at the Democratic National Convention last week. You know, you used to have him on all the time.
Kevin, maybe I tomorrow. Love you. The best to you. We'll speak soon.
All right, pal. Be well. Thank you.
Mikey.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, take it.
No, not yet.
He refuses.
You told me 56.
58.
Okay,
well, then I got one.
Okay, well, I was just going to ask, now that Jason Statham has been on the phone with us, and he said it 14 times, Mark, can you do a Jason Statham impression
yes.
now?
Yes. So, to do a Jason Statham says, do you know what I mean?
Right.
And it comes out. You know what I mean? So all you have to do it perfectly is go, Joe, mean.
Jermaine.
Jermaine.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Mm. I got hung up on the Joe.
Yeah. You didn't even say, you Suthamaseed it. You're like, you Yoda mean.
Yeah, yeah. It was just bad. Luckily, I did it because we just got.
Yeah, we got Kevin Pollak.
What we just
you
got.
You should screw up more.
All right, now I want to quickly do this and see. Is it now that I do it?
Why
don't you guys argue about it for another 30 seconds?
You're listening to Mark and Gina kill time so Mikey can play the song.
How about I play it now?
Then fine. Let me see what it is.
You got a 30-second ramp here.
That's too long.
Oh, you know you like this.
Yeah, that's too much. I mean, unless I actually had weather in front of me, then I could do
it. Look outside!
You're making it literal. I'm talking about ramping it up.
You got 15 seconds. Go on. Give me a good ramp.
1450 WLAY, Mark Thompson with you. It's a beautiful day. Not a cloud in the sky. 78 degrees is our high. Requested music from Diane. This is Tom Petty. Let's find out what's trending as I watch Danny stretch for no reason whatsoever.
Like up on me.
Here's Gina Grad.
Well, it looks like the ice bucket challenge from two summers ago did a lot more than just fill up your Facebook feed with people getting ice dumped on their heads, which is honestly what I thought it did. Apparently, we were wrong. The attention it gave to ALS and the money it raised actually allowed for an important breakthrough in research. Researchers from the University of Massachusetts Medical School just discovered that a gene that's responsible for ALS, they discovered a new gene. The scientists were able to research this gene thanks to the $1 million that was donated from the ALS Association, courtesy of the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Now, I loved hearing that. I think a lot of people just did it because it seemed like fun, but it actually made a difference.
Yeah. Like, how? Because nobody was writing checks. Everyone was just dumping ice on their heads. But I think once big organizations got involved, it really created a buzz.
That's great.
Mark, we got to come up with the next big thing.
All right. Let me know when you thought of it.
How about something to do with Danny and his new Star Trek vibe?
Danny is going to get laid by a Trekkie at some point today. It's guaranteed.
Oh, well, speaking of Danny, maybe he's into this. Cockroach milk may be the next big thing. New research says that the Pacific beetle cockroach is unique because it gives birth to live baby cockroaches instead of laying eggs. Now, the little mama cockroach, she feeds the babies the little milk from the little, you know, the And the milk crystallizes in the baby's stomachs. Scientists from all over the place have analyzed these crystals and found that just one single cockroach milk crystal contains more than three times the energy of the same amount of buffalo milk. And everybody loves buffalo milk.
I don't even know what is happening. We're on the radio talking about cockroach milk.
I would totally drink it if it had superpowers. And it seems like it does. The cockroach milk is supposedly super nutritious and contains of all of the essential amino acids plus carbs and lipids that you need.
Hey, Mark, what you doing? Just enjoying a nice ice cold glass of cockroach milk.
If it was really good for you.
No! Good God!
Gross. You're no fun. Gross. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. This is Mark in the Morning, and this is The Who.
Well, Mikey's day has been made. Kevin Pollak chewed my ass out, and that's just going to be the best day of his entire year.
There was a lot to chew on there.
Uncle Joe's got his 10 to 10. What's up today, Joe?
10 to 10 supported by Cedars-Sinai, LA's best doctors at LA's most preferred hospital. Call 1-800-CEDARS-1. Going to be featuring the year. I was going to say that John McEnroe threw a tantrum, but that was a whole bunch of years, so that's not a very good hint. Say, the year that Raiders of the Lost Ark and Stripes came out.
81?
You're right there. 81.
Okay, that's the way you're going to vote it. Then 1981 is the year we're going to be doing it. This is 10 to 10. Coming up at 10.
All right, tomorrow. Now, first of all, 5 seconds for $40. We've only been to $40 one time.
Yeah, this is huge.
All right, so that's big. But even bigger is this Don Knotts, Who's Your Favorite? Barney Fife? Or Mr. Furley. Mikey says it is the biggest text poll we've ever had. So if you want to vote, because we're going to close it down tomorrow with a frenzy of Barney Fife, Mr. Furley. So if you want to vote, you can vote Fife to 21003 or Furley to 21003. We'll deal with it tomorrow. Mikey.
All right. This one goes out to the one I love, and today it's Kevin Pollak for giving you the business. Here's REM on Mark in the Morning.
Want more Mark in the Morning? Live and in living color in Southern California. Listen weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 100.3 FM.